Did you ever try to take something that didn't belong to you? Well, now, you know that that's the wrong thing to do. Just as Muskie, Alligator, Ole Owl, and Tycoon discover for themselves in this adventure. When our story begins, Muskie, Alligator, Ole Owl, and Tycoon are sitting around in the forest.
I sure do like these egg fries.
Me too, Muskie. I can just taste them right now.
Make mine scramble there, Mus.
Who's going to get the eggs?
Why, old Muskie always gets the eggs.
Sure, he's the fastest critter in the South.
He can get by old Deputy Dog without even trying hard.
It's possible. It's possible.
Be sure you get plenty, Muskie. I'm starved.
As Muskie came to the high fence around the henhouse, he saw a big sign.
Keep out. This means you. Now, old Deputy Dog knows I can't read writing.
Well, that sign sure didn't stop Muskie, because he cut a hole in the fence to get to the other side. But as he cut the fence, an alarm automatically rang in Deputy Dog's office.
Old Muskie at it again.
I'll get two for old Mr. Alligator, two for me, two for Tycoon, two for me, and two for Vincent Van Gogh, and two for me, and two for Ole Owl, and two for me, and two for Mother Moose, and two for me.
When Muskie had all of the eggs he needed, he started to walk out of the henhouse. But, to his surprise, Deputy Dog was sitting right there waiting for him. Well, Muskie quickly put back those eggs and ran away as fast as he could.
Oh, Muskie, don't give up that easy. He'll be back.
Sure enough, Deputy Dog was right, because Muskie then climbed up to the roof of the hen house and started to saw a hole in the roof so that he could sneak in that way. But Deputy Dog knew exactly what he was up to and just stood there waiting for him to come down.
Why don't you give up, Mus? You know you ain't going to get no eggs while old Deputy Dog's on the job. I reckon he'll try to outspeed me next. Just wait till he hits this goose grease. Hoo-wee! Look at that little old rascal cup. I think you're slipping, Musty.
That goose grease won't bother me none now.
Hoo-wee! Here it come again. Why don't you give up, little muskrat? You're taking an awful beating. Wonder what he's gonna try next.
This time, Muskie tried to get into the henhouse by drilling a hole underground, but Deputy Dog was waiting for him right there with a big shovel.
Try a little creek mud poultice on that lump, muskrat. I think he had about enough for one day.
Help! Help, somebody! I'm sinking in the creek mud!
Old Muskie done fell in getting that creek mud for his head. Hold on, Mus. I'll get you out.
Deputy Dog ran to the creek to try to save Muskie from drowning.
Twig.
You done pulled his tail off, Deputy Dog.
You find the rest of them in the hen house.
While Deputy Dog was fooled into thinking that Muskie needed help, Muskie sneaked into the hen house and filled his hands and pockets with eggs.
Oh, man, he done cleaned out every egg in the house.
Hey, Deputy Dog, how you like your eggs? You like them fried or scrambled? We got plenty for everybody.
While Muskie and his friends were teasing Deputy Dog, the head sheriff came along and saw that the hen house was almost emptied of eggs. And this made the sheriff quite angry.
Now, looky here, Deputy Dog. If you let that muskrat take one more egg, you're fired.
I think I'll go get some more eggs, boys.
You do that, Morris.
What Muskie didn't know, though, was that Deputy Dog filled one of the largest eggs with gunpowder.
When Muskie gets this, there's sure gonna be an explosion in here.
Today just seems to be my day.
Well, this time Deputy Dog purposely went behind the henhouse and just let Muskie walk in and take more eggs. But what Muskie didn't know was that the egg right on top was the one filled with the explosive gunpowder.
I hope old Muskie likes scrambled eggs, 'cause he's sure gonna get some.
Took him right out from under old Deputy Dog's nose.
He's certainly going to get in a great deal of trouble over this. I hear the sheriff told old Deputy Dog that if you got one more egg, he was going to fire him.
Although Muskie and his gang were always trying to outsmart Deputy Dog, when Muskie heard from the old owl that the sheriff would fire Deputy Dog, he decided to bring those eggs back to Deputy Dog and the sheriff.
I'm about to break old Muskrat of egg taking once and for all, Sheriff.
Mr. Sheriff, are you going to fire old Deputy Dog if I take any more eggs?
I sure am, Muskrat.
I don't want to get him in trouble, so I brought these back.
Muskie then handed the eggs with the one that was filled with the ticking gunpowder to the sheriff. But by this time, the gunpowder inside the egg was just about ready to explode. But the sheriff didn't know this.
Give me the old eggs. Here, Musk, you can have these on the house. Now, beat it. You gone crazy, Deputy Dog? Give me them eggs! Take those eggs away! Got room in the woods till this blows over, Muskrat?
Be my guest, old Deputy Dog. Be my guest.